It appears that spring may finally be here, knock on wood, and it's time to start making some summer travel plans.
Well, according to Smithsonian Magazine, before heading out of state, you might want to consider Spring Green, Wisconsin. The magazine voted Spring Green one of the 20 best small towns in the U.S. to visit in 2014. It's home of the American Players Theater and Frank Lloyd Wright's home Taliesin, along with hiking paths and a vibrant music scene.
Here with us to share some of his love for Spring Green is American Players Theater actor Jim DeVita. This season marks his 20th year with the theater. He's also a playwright, the author of two novels, and a former volunteer EMT in Spring Green. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, you're an actor. Usually that draws people to the big city. How did it lead you to Spring Green?
I know, I'm still trying to figure that out today a little bit. I mean, well, it's funny, you know, I was all over the country as a young actor when I first started out. I'm originally from New York City, but I'm kind of an odd duck, and quality of life has always been kind of important to me. And even when I was out of school, I was trying to look at some smaller cities like Minneapolis or Seattle, and happened to be in Chicago when I got a job out here, and I came out to Spring Green. And the first thing, you know, I was just attracted to the land out here. The geography is just stunning in the Driftless area, and I'm a fisherman, so we had the Wisconsin River, we had canoeing, and this beautiful land out here. And in the middle of that was American Players Theater, which serves over 100,000 people a year. So it was like this kind of this paradox out here. And it's like, does anybody know this is out here? but I fell in love just with the land at first. That was kind of the first thing before I started getting involved in the community and working out here for a long time.
And the home of architect Frank Lloyd Wright is near Spring Green. What's special about Taliesin?
Well, Taliesin, I mean, for, you know, again, it's what those organizations, the kind of influx of young people and energy that they bring into the town each year. That's true both of American Players Theater and Taliesin. And we often talk about, you know, I'm here for 20 years now, and so when the spring comes around, like both the birds and the animals start coming out, then we also start seeing architects and actors on the streets, and, you know, we saw one today. So it's great kind of energy that they bring into the town every year.
Some of our listeners have probably been to APT. For those who haven't, can you give us a taste? What is special about American Players Theater?
American Players Theater, well, we're a classically based theater. We're an outdoor theater. We also have an indoor space, but we're mainly known for our outdoor theater, which is a 1,200-seat amphitheater under the stars on the top of a hill surrounded by trees. And it's a physically gorgeous place to come and to see a show. But we do both classical work, which is, you know, we always do at least two Shakespeare's every year. We do Moliere, Ibsen, Chekhov, and then we also do some more contemporary plays, particularly now that we have an indoor space which seats 200 people. But the experience of coming here, and we have picnic grounds out here, which most people come out, because it's not everybody just hops out of their car. You usually have to take a drive to get out here. So people plan a little meal, and we have picnic tables, and people usually eat and have a glass of wine, and then the walk up the hill takes about 7 to 10 minutes, depending on how fast you are, to actually get to the theater itself. And the plays happen underneath, you know, under the stars at the end. One of the big traditions is when the lights go out at the end, a thousand people look up to the sky to see the stars. So it's a wonderful way to experience a play in the outdoors. And I've been doing it for 20 years now, and it's quite enjoyable.
And I understand there's quite a vibrant music scene in Spring Green. For one thing, I've heard that there is a town Bob Dylan Fest day.
Uh-huh. We've got a Dylan Fest down at the General Store where we have a Bob Dylan Day. There's also a Beatles Day, which has been happening at the same place. So we've kind of got a fest for Bob and a fest for the Beatles. And we also have the Shitty Barn, excuse the language, but it's the name of the barn out here, which gets musicians from all over the country, really, really talented musicians that they book in here. So it's part of what's fascinating about this small town, which was, I think, 1,200 people when I started here, and maybe we're up to 1,500 even now. But we have this amazing mix of small town life and also this kind of vibrant art scene, which happens each year. And we have both music and theater in the architecture school, and we have the arts fair, which is a huge arts fair that we have here every year also.
And you just mentioned the General Store. I've never been there, but that's supposedly a great place, a well-known place for people to meet up in Spring Green. What's the General Store scene there?
The General Store is a General Store. It's just like it sounds. It's kind of lovely. It's kind of hardwood floors, and you got great coffee and great breakfast there, and it's become kind of one of the meeting places here. When if you don't know where to meet somebody, you say, well, I'll meet you at the General Store, and there's only one General Store in town. So if you ask anybody in any corner, they'll point you to it. And we've got a couple of other great places. We have kind of a higher-end, very nice restaurant called Freddy Valentine's now. We have The Shed, which is our local bar restaurant. Arcadia, which is another coffee shop bookstore. So there's a few places to meet here, too.
Since you're an actor, I thought we'd ask you, if the town of Spring Green was a character in a Shakespearean play, what character would it be? Hopefully it's not Iago or something like that.
That's very funny. For one of my first, that's a very funny question. I went to some of the comic characters, I think like Dogberry and Much Ado or something, and I mean that, I don't mean because it's I find the town fun. When I first moved here, I almost equated it to our own little, do you remember that TV show called Northern Exposure?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like this, to me, a little bit like that, you know, in a wonderful way, because we have, all of us, there's so many different walks of life here, these people out here. And I'm one of them, these people. I'm one of those wonderfully diverse characters that we have here. We have people, you know, the man in the corner in overalls has a PhD in two novels that he's published. Another person is the farmer sitting next to him is an organic farmer. And then there's a sculptor and an architect. And there's a wonderful kind of commingling of very, very different, diverse backgrounds out here. And it's fun. You never know who you're going to run into or who you're going to meet. And those of us that have moved here over the years, we kind of just, you know, been welcomed in the community. You know, when first moving into the community, I kind of was an outsider, but then got involved both in, you know, here in EMT and in the church and stuff like that. And I raised two children here. And you become part of the community, and it's kind of wonderful that way. It's an odd little wonderful town for me, and I mean that in all the best respect.
What was it like being an EMT in this small town? Very different, I imagine, than being an actor.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful, you know, because I'm from a big city. So I remember when I saw a sign for volunteer ambulance, you know, workers and EMTs. I just always thought there always were ambulances. I was from New York. I never even thought that some towns have a volunteer. So it was actually, I learned how to be a part of a community because as an actor, you're an itinerant. You're all over the country. You never put down roots anywhere. So being an EMT, the great kind of the unexpected result, or, you know, that I also got from it, other than just the reward of being able to help your, you know, your neighbors, was running into people I would never run into in my usual line of work. And so I've met people from, you know, every walk of life in this town. And that was great for getting me into the community, too, because I got to come, you know, I'm not just that actor that comes in here for the summers. No, this is a guy that lives here, and he's raising kids. And so it was a wonderful way that put me together with people that I probably never would have met before.
Now, a lot of what we've been talking about today in Spring Green, the theater, for example, Taliesin, it seems like stuff that's best enjoyed in the warmer months. But is Spring Green just a summer town, or can you find stuff to do there any season?
Well, I'm sure you can. And, you know, it depends on what you like to do, of course. It does get very quiet here in the winter months, and which some of us, I think, really like. I will speak for myself. I enjoy the winter months when it gets a little quiet. But I'm a writer, too, so I have a very, very busy time 6 months a year, and then it kind of quiets down, and I actually enjoy it at that time of year. But, boy, there's something out here for almost everyone. I'm not sure how deeply into the winter you go, you know, but I fish up until everything ice is over, and then I'm not exactly an ice fisherman, although I've been taken out ice fishing. They are crazy men and women. But I've done it a few times, and I already started fishing this year already. I get in the water as early in April as I can, so I love fishing out here. But I say, you know, the hunting and the hiking and the canoeing and lots of camping. A lot of people that come to APT camp around here, too, which is fun. So there's lots of stuff to do out here.
Briefly, I wanted to ask before I let you go, a new season, who are you going to be this year on the stage?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I'm actually directing at the top of the year. I'm directing Romeo and Juliet, which happened to be, I played Romeo, I can't say how many years ago. Actually, it was 20 years ago. Romeo was the first play I was in at APT. I was in Chicago, and I got offered a job. This is 20 years ago, which brought me out here, and I was much younger, and I was fortunate to be able to play the role of Romeo, and that's the role I was doing when I first met Spring Green. And 20 years later, here I am, and established in the community. I am now directing that show.
That's great. So. Jim, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a lot of fun.
It's great. Thanks for talking with me.
That Spring Green was voted one of the 20 small towns in America to visit in 2014 by Smithsonian Magazine. We've been speaking with actor Jim DeVita and director Jim DeVita of the American Players Theater.